So I'm here in, well, I got lost getting here, but I'm here with Michel Pomont, Chevalier
yeah.
de Pomont.
No, I'm culturally a knight.
I bet. Yeah, so Michel, you're a journalist and a blogger.
Let's say a blogger.
A blogger, yeah. And you write a lot about events, musical events in Brittany. And I met you at a concert the first time when you came to see our concert. And I see that you've written a lot of reviews.
Yeah.
And you write reviews of recordings too, I think, of discs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They send me a record, so...
Okay.
Okay.
And where are your reviews published?
On a site, a webzine called Concert Monkey, and we've got another one called Concert Review.
Okay.
But it's okay. Both are in Belgium.
Right.
They're based in Brussels.
And is that because you're from Belgium?
Yes.
Okay. So
from Brussels.
From Brussels. And so how long have you been here?
We've been living here for 7 years now.
Okay.
We came in 2018.
Right.
And we bought the house for 2 months earlier.
Okay. Okay. So what brought you to Brittany?
Le hasard, should I say. We wanted to leave Brussels. My father used to live in Gascony. At first we thought to live there, but then, oh yeah, okay. We went everywhere.
Yeah.
And then, finally it became Britain.
Okay. So, what brought you to start the blog and the writing reviews? Had you had any history of that before?
I organized gigs with a friend.
Okay.
And we had to make some publicity.
Yeah.
And, I used to write very small reviews for a site called Music in Belgium.
Okay.
And I could promote the gigs we organized.
Yeah.
And then... the people from Music in Belgium asked me to write about other events.
Oh, okay, right.
And so,
do you have a background in writing in any other way, or no?
No, well, I used to be a teacher, but
okay,
no.
Okay, well, that's a good place to start for writing,
yeah.
Judging other people's writing.
Yeah, I had the luck to stop work at 55.
Okay.
So
okay.
But everything has changed now. But
so how
I had a lot of free time then at that moment.
Yeah.
When I was 55.
Right.
Because before I used to go to gigs, but not I didn't write about the gigs.
And so how often do you write about concerts? And
Nowadays, I should say twice a week. But
wow.
When I was in Brussels, it was sometimes 7 gigs a week.
Wow.
Yeah. Because in Brussels, there are gigs everywhere.
Yeah.
And Belgium is so small. There was a gig in Antwerp. It was only 50 kilometers far. So
right.
Yeah, everything, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew quite a lot of people there in Belgium, and they invited me to the gigs too, even, let's say, bigger gigs. I was so lucky to see Diana Krall. I can't mention all the names.
Sure. So, do you have a particular kind of music that you prefer to review?
Initially, I was a blues fan, but I listened to quite everything,
even
classical music. Now, I don't know much about classical music, but it's okay.
Yeah.
I like Debussy, I like Ravel.
Yeah.
When we were in Verona, we went to a Verdi opera, so yeah, okay.
Yeah, did you write about it?
Not about the Verdi opera, because I was at school, but sometimes I write about classical music too. Yeah.
I think that's really interesting that, you know, normally when we read classical reviews particularly, they're usually by people who, you know, very well knowledgeable about classical music, or at least they pretend to be.
Yeah.
And often they are musically literate, but I think it's more interesting to have a...
My goal is, to be, let's say, between brackets, funny, and not too serious, you know, about the fact. So even in classical music, you can put some, not jokes, but... Yeah, it can be lighter than what some people write about it.
And I think with classical music reviews, because almost every piece of music has been played hundreds of times, and often by very famous people, I think for journalists it must be quite hard to listen to a string quartet in a small town with not world-class musicians, you know.
Yeah, but well, then you speak about the one who composed the music.
Yeah.
In fact, you cheat, you pick up things everywhere, you mix everything and you put it together to make an article.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. So do you have a mission, you know?
No.
No. Yeah, and you write about music that you like, or not? Maybe you might have music you don't
sometimes
like.
Sometimes I go to a gig and I didn't like it, and I'm not going to write C'était nul, it was really bad, but I will write the guy next to me said it wasn't good, or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's not me.
Yeah. And so you've been, how long has your online, so the site you publish on, is that your site or is no?
No, not really. In fact, we used to work for another site, a photographer and me. He wanted to be independent and not to ask the owner of the site, can you ask for us, can you ask that gig for us? And no, and he said, Michel, I'm going to make my own site.
Right.
Will you come with me? And I said, yes.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, he stopped. He doesn't go to gigs anymore. And so, I'm not going to say I took it over, because there are three or four of them in the site. And but before this, before Concert Monkey, we worked for other sites. I told you, Music in Belgium.
Yeah.
I had an article in Le Soir, but they wanted to pay me, and I can't earn money because I used to be a teacher.
That's complicated, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Concert Monkey is the main site that you published
on.
And how long has that been running?
Since 2014.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, quite a long time, nearly 10.
There are people who write in Dutch, in French, and we write news items in English too, because we receive quite a lot of mails. Can you talk about that? Can you review this and that? We have to. We can't answer all the people because.
And is it your reviews published like in local newspapers or
no,
just online?
Yeah, online.
But did you think about starting a music, what would be called a fanzine, I guess, in the days?
No. I think of stopping it. I'm getting old. But yeah, when I was a little bit younger, I told my wife I'll stop at 65 behind me.
But if you enjoy, maybe you just have to do fewer.
I don't know. Maybe you can go to gigs without writing a review. But
yeah, of course. But I think one of the nice things about your writing is that you do take the time to investigate and research, which is important, you know, to look at the artist and...
Yeah, that's it. When I read other reviews, I say, oh, they took that, in fact, from the promoter, and they... if you read in a newspaper, they write two lines.
It's
three
a press
lines.
Release. They write
and
a press release.
No, I try to follow the gig, what the band played, and all the titles and things that. So
and that's proper music reviews that I remember. You know, when people used to go to gigs and write a proper review, and I think it's great that you do that, because I don't think so many people really do it. And you know, I suppose that because we've lost the magazines, the fanzines, so if it's online, you know, because it's such an ephemeral medium, everyone forgets, you know, in a week what you published last week on Facebook or wherever.
Yeah.
And so, but I think it's still interesting that you have a site like Concert Monkey where there is an archive, isn't there? It's there.
Yeah, there are thousands, like our site. You know?
Yeah.
There are thousands sites talking about music.
Yeah.
And, yeah, okay. In the 60s, there weren't so many bands as today.
No, definitely not.
And the musicians were real musicians.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything has changed. So.
Yeah, well, yeah. So what's your next? Review? Do you know what your next scene?
I have to write about the gig I attended yesterday.
Yeah.
Tomorrow I'm going to La Gondouse for Animal Triste, which is a band from Normandy. So I'm going to write about that when I find the time.
Okay. Michel, thank you very much for talking to Spotlight on Brittany. And good luck with the reviews. I hope you don't stop too soon, because I think it's really great that you do what you do. You know,
it's over. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you too.